you're still alive. What's your secret?
Well, it's my positive attitude, a little bit of genetics, and knowing how to take care of your body. I use jojoba.
What is that, like a lotion?
No, it's a hoe named Hoba. She comes over once a week.
Max, you just got a box delivered at home.
I don't want another box. Got my hands full with this one.
I used to have so many packages delivered to my house. My dad had to buy FedEx just to save money.
I remember a time before mail, you just didn't get stuff.
Nope, I don't want that. It's a delivery from my mother. The last thing she delivered was me, and I'm still cleaning up that mess.
Aren't you at least curious what she sent?
Unless it's a brand new childhood, I'm not interested.
Here, Earl, hold Max's box.
But she's like a daughter to me.
Look, Caroline, I brought in my fish tank, which Max has been calling my Olympic-sized swimming pool.
See, hon? The world's different above sea level.
Now, come over here and say hello.
I'm saying hello to fish now? That's where I'm at?
Me too, Max. I want my Dinah family to meet my fish family.
I got an aunt that drinks like a fish. Maybe she's in there. Oh, no, she's in jail for vehicular manslaughter.
Please enjoy my ecosystem of love. Never tap on the glass! Just look at that meaty paw of yours. It's like an earthquake to them. Oh, there's my prize, the royal blue tang fish. $500.
Hon, I'm not surprised you have to pay for blue tang, but $500 seems high.
Hey, hon, ho-ho will do it for $25.
Well, I hope your fish will be very happy here. I mean, no one else is, but who knows? Let's go, Max.
Я говорю тобі, Оксана, вище скінчено. Ми не можемо займатися сексом більше. Я маю другу кінчену.
Did Oleg take Liam Neeson's daughter?
I'm breaking up with all my ladies so I can start up again with Sophie. And Oksana's not taking it lying down. Or bent over like she usually is.
Well, I'm sorry I never got to meet her. Just tell her that you and Sophie have decided to be... What's the Ukrainian word for monogamy?
There isn't one. You're either ugly or you're sleeping with everyone.
Ah, no, wait. Leave it out here. Let the bomb squad figure it out.
Don't you want to know what she sent you? Maybe there's money in there. So you're just going to leave it out in the hall like a room service tray? Oh my God, I used to have room service. Oh my God, I used to have a room.
Look, I don't want it in the apartment. This is a place of positive energy and good vibes. I'm sending it back to her tomorrow. I will go to my shallow, unmarked grave, not knowing what's in that box.
Hey, Max, you got a box out here, and there's a bear in it.
Oh, my God. She kept that? How did my mom ever keep that? She can't even keep her teeth.
That's what was in the box? A Teddy Ruxpin doll? Are you registered at mustybears.com?
Not a doll, and not his name. I had it legally changed to T-Rux. I used the same lawyer my mom hired to declare me Native American so she didn't have to pay for parking at the casino. For 6 months, I had to answer the phone Max Proudfoot.
You know, in Poland, we didn't have dolls. Yeah, we just hired little gypsy kids and we carried them around. Yeah, mine was called Gergio. Yeah, and I think I hear a little bit of polio.
Hey, didn't those things talk?
They did if you had 4C batteries.
Wait, I think I have some.
Yep, they came with this adorable teddy bear singing cassette, so of course I smashed that with a rock and made my own.
You know, my Gergio didn't talk. I'm not sure he had a tongue. But he used to squeeze me really tight. And then I found out later he was 35.
You had 4C batteries in your nightstand? From what?
Do you want to hear the bear talk or don't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, girls. I gotta take this. It's another guy that I'm breaking it off with. I sure hope Oleg's worth it. I just dumped a guy with multiple personalities. Yeah, and he took it okay, and not great, and pretty bad.
There's no note or anything. This box is really just a well of disappointment. Why would your mother send you this?
Why would she do anything? Why would she bite our dog? Why would she make out with our jack-o'-lantern? I don't know.
Well, Max, she did send you your favorite toy after all these years. Maybe she's trying to make amends.
Oh, make amends? She couldn't even make me a sandwich. Okay, you ready?
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh, my God, Max, is that you? Is that your little Max voice?
Careful. I'm about to open up a can of whoop-ass.
It is you! How old were you there?
10. Whoop-ass is kind of my thing. Still is.
I mean, I guess I always knew you were a little kid once, but I couldn't picture it till I heard that. Like, I couldn't picture me eating fruit from an Exxon station till I did that. So, are you two ready to order?
Oh, yeah. I'll have the turkey club with fries.
This is why you're single, Rita.
I'm not single. I'm married to your father.
I love you, but stop pushing your lifestyle in my face. I love the salad, dressing on the side, olives.
Olives.
Well, I'm sending T-Rex back to my mother. He's going right into this empty box I found in Han's office.
And Max, before you send it back, I'm gonna need those batteries.
Oh, don't worry, I have no desire to see you hugging the milkshake machine.
Oh my God. Is that a Teddy Ruxpin doll? Rita, I want that.
Your birthday just passed, Elliot.
But my coming out party is coming up.
What is that, like a quinceañera?
So bitchy. Love her. A vintage Teddy Ruxpin is worth like $500. And my mom works, so she has to buy my love.
One more word, and I'm taking away spa day.
That's harsh, honey.
He's obsessed with the 90s.
But you weren't even born.
I know. I blame her. She couldn't find a man so late in life.
There go the pedicures.
There go my sandals.
As much as I love watching Will and Grace, this guy's not for sale. I'm sending him back to my mother's place, which according to the Rhode Island Parole Office is a cardboard shantytown outside of Big Lots.
Well, here's my card, and let's face it, you look like you could use $500.
So bitchy, love him. $500 for T-Rex from baby Anderson Cooper.
He has cards? I'm jealous of a 9-year-old. That's where I'm at.
Hey, as much as I would like that $500, my mother doesn't get to think this bear gets to make up for my childhood. She doesn't get off that easy. Trust me, we shared a pull-out couch for 9 months.
Girls, can I see you over here?
I can't believe we have to talk to the fish again.
I can't believe Max hasn't put Han in the tank yet.
Max, Caroline, every night from now on, I need you to move the skimmer along the top of the water and take out the floating matter.
Han, you know I'm off Diner Poop Patrol for life after I had to clean that booth where the senior left, well, we'll just call it an elderberry.
Well, Caroline, Max said no, so you have to do it.
Han, you're kind of a baller around your fish. All right, I'm gonna do this fast. Get in and get out. Same thing I do when that bird is in our shower.
Pick up, Max. Look, I'm calling to tell you I met somebody else, so I'm breaking up with you. Now put your mother on. I'm breaking up with her, too.
I can't believe this. I'm a cabana boy for fish. I guess now I can add fish poop remover to my resume next to Supreme Court intern. I feel like there was a fish in that last one.
Yep.
Oh, no, it's the expensive one. That's so me.
I really didn't expect to see you digging through garbage till you were 30. Oh, covered in tuna. That's gotta be traumatic for her. I feel like it went down the drain.
It was an accident. I swear, I love fish. I would never hurt one. Unless you count eating sushi, because then I'm like Jack the Ripper.
Caroline, how are things going swimmingly?
Jack is talking to you.
Oh, yeah, swimmingly. Especially the blue one. He went in his little house. He doesn't like to use the restroom in front of his friends.
Yeah, we're a lot alike.
Thank you so much for seeing us so quickly.
Sure, you guys can just wait in here. Elliot's finishing up with his Pilates. Do yourselves a favor. Tell him his core looks tight.
Max, I'm so sorry you have to sell T-Rex for the fish money because of me.
Talk to the fish, because the face is pissed.
I'm getting attitude from a bear. That's where I'm at. I can't believe all this stuff he has from the 90s.
I can't believe he has to have a party to come out. That kid came out. His umbilical cord is a Gucci belt.
Oh, these toys. This is like looking back at my childhood, but, you know, a time before rainbows became political. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God! A my-size Barbie! I had 10 of these. Not to play with, they were used as decoys in case of a hostage situation.
Now your whole life's a hostage situation.
Sorry I'm late. My trainer, Gary, and I got derailed talking about the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Your core looks really good.
I know, honey. Now, while I get my checkbook, say hello to the Olsons.
You got a lot of toys. When I was a girl your age, I only had this.
I don't suppose I could play with my size Barbie for a second.
I feel like that's a no, bitch.
I'm not just talking about the toys. You got a pretty sweet setup. That nice lady out there giving you everything you want, taking care of you.
She's just a mom. Everyone has one.
Not really. Some people just have badass bears.
Max, are you sure about this? This is the only thing you have from your childhood.
Not true. I have a dent in my skull from a ball peen hammer. The last time I changed a channel during Three's Company.
Can we fast forward this to me having the bear and you two leaving?
Okay, just take it. It doesn't matter.
No, Max, it does matter. We're not selling this. He has enough toys. I mean, all I wanted to do was touch the life-size Barbie.
Okay, I see what's happening. I've been down this road before with the Beanie Babies. I'll give you $600 for the bear.
So?
No, Max, that's your childhood.
$700.
So?
No, Max!
Caroline, my childhood is not worth $700. The most my mother ever got for me was $40 and a big gulp.
But that's little you in there, Max, and she's priceless. She's about to be erased and taped over by the soundtrack from Frozen.
Frozen? Who am I? Me, a year ago?
No, can't have her.
But what are we gonna do now about the other child? The one in the diner?
Well, I guess he's just gonna have to grow up.
Grow up? You think if he had that ability, he wouldn't have used it yet?
So what? No bear?
Oh, please. You'll have a bear in your life, trust me.
Max, you're gonna help me tell him, right? You like giving him bad news.
No, I like giving him bad news about how he's short and has a big head. You know, fun bad news.
Exciting news! I got the fishies a new house. I got it cheap. It was a foreclosure.
Ah,
over there in the booth, the far booth?
Can it wait? I want to put in the new condo so Max will stop calling me a slumlord.
Oh, that can wait. I mean, those fish aren't going anywhere. Except for the blue one, who's definitely playing some kind of twisted game of hide and seek.
Oh, yeah, he loves that little house. He's going to love this one even more.
Max, can you join me?
I'm pretty busy waiting on tables right now.
Okay, what's going on? Max has never waited on a table in her life.
Max, I need you over here.
I'm just putting down this grilled cheese because I don't want it to get cold.
Now I'm freaking out.
Don't do this to me. I know where the bodies are buried, literally. I move them every 6 months.
Well, what is it?
Han, sometimes in life things happen that you don't want to happen.
Yes?
And even though it's hard, you know, you just have to face up to it.
I suppose.
Oh, dear God, this is rough.
And, well, Han, I don't want to have to tell you this. I know this is the last thing you ever want to hear.
Don't just say it. The tampon machine is broken again. Later, I'll get my blindfold and fix it.
Word of advice? When you do finally kill me, you gotta work your game face for the cops.
Max, please. I can't tell Han I murdered his fish. I can't.
Well, I can't tell him either.
Oh, hell, I'll tell him. I'm a black man. Everyone already assumes I did it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
He's just a fish. He'll be fine.
I've decided I'll give Blue the new house at its birthday party later.
It's the damn fish's birthday? I'm out.
And you're all invited. Blue's 2 years old today. They don't usually live that long.
No, they do not.
That's it. We can't tell him. Even at Han's age, which I am guessing is somewhere between 14 and 53... Some kids just aren't ready to grow up.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna run out and buy a new one.
Where are we gonna get the money?
Oleg? You know how 2 years ago you offered me $1,000 for a back rub?
Of course.
Caroline will do it for $500.
Deal. One last hurrah.
Over the clothes, above the waist, and I don't know why, but you have to wear a condom.
Yes, a Father Dominic Rosello, please. Oh, he's celebrating Mass? Oh, yeah. Could you just tell him that Sophie Kaczynski is converting to monogamy? And, she won't be kneeling at his altar anymore. Oh, yeah, yeah, he'll understand.
Where's Han, and does he know?
No, but I can't keep pretending I see that fish. I'm a pothead with a touch of glaucoma. I'm seeing stuff that's not there, not seeing stuff that's there. It's confusing.
Come on, come on. Put it in, put it in, put it in.
I have a whole new respect for every guy that's ever gone out with you.
Happy birthday, Blue. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Blue. Where's Blue? I haven't seen her all day.
I just saw it. Yeah, it was definitely there.
You're not going to give Blue that cupcake without a photo op, are you? Where's your iPad?
I just saw it. Yeah, it was definitely there.
Yeah, Han, go. You need a pic so you can post it on Facebook or Fishbook or whatever.
Good idea. Here, hold this.
Caroline, you look less flat. You finally get that boob job you needed?
I feel like the baggie broke.
Yep. That's what happened when you get the cheap implants.
Oh, my God. There is definitely something moving around in my bra.
Well, it's good you can still recognize that feeling.
It's right... Oh! I touched it! Gross! Someone put your hand in my bra and help me!
Why now? Now when I'm off and off.
No. I'm afraid I'm going to squish it and kill it again.
Okay, just get up on the counter and drop it in the tank.
What?
Get up on the counter, spread your leg, and just let it fall into the tank.
You know what? Forget the back rub. After this, we're square.
Okay, straddle the tank, pull out your uniform, and let it go.
Now I owe you money.
Or just squat over the tank like you're delivering a fish baby.
I'm delivering a fish baby? This is where I'm at?
Stop asking. That's where you're at.
Okay, now that I saw, right?
Caroline, get down. It's not that kind of party.
Max, you're really still gonna send T-Rex back after we got bullied by a kid with a Tiffany Amber Thiessen pillow?
Relax, T-Rex is right over there by the register. And by the way, he's our first employee. Anytime we get a bonehead customer, he can say, talk to the fist, because the face is pissed. I'm just sending my mother something to say thank you for everything she gave me when I was a child.
Oh, what's in there?
Nothing.
Next Monday, it's a night of shocking secrets.
Oh my God, are you pregnant?
You ask me that every day, and almost every day I say no.
And things that go honk in the night.
Close your eyes. You're dating a clown?
Two Broke Girls.
You know I would have told you if I was dating someone who had a car.
New episode next Monday.